This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, December 10th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said today that all options are up for discussion regarding the 2020 USMCA trade agreement. Greer helped to craft the trilateral agreement during the Trump first term. The deal covers $29 billion in trade with the country's two largest partners and is set for a review period next year. Greer said one sticking point for the USMCA could be rules of origin, or how much content must be produced in that country to get that country's tariff rates. Greer said the rules of origin for industries outside of autos could be an area of focus. Analysts have wondered if the administration might scrap the trilateral deal for individual agreements with each country. Greer said he hasn't had any trilateral discussions with Canada or Mexico yet and stressed the differences in the relationships. Greer also said there are going to be certain areas where trilateral discussions could certainly make sense. Now, in other trade news, Greer declined to comment on the Trump administration's backup plan if the Supreme Court rules against the tariffs imposed this year using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. But he said the White House will be able to, quote, roughly make up the $200 billion of those tariffs estimated at bringing through other tariff-related laws, including those looking at unfair trade practices. Republican farm state senators say row crop growers are likely to need additional aid beyond the Trump administration's newly announced $12 billion bridge payment program. In the meantime, specialty crop producers say the package shortchanges them. While the $12 billion is a lot of money for anybody, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas told AgriPulse that in the absence of the ability to export what we produce, particularly when we in many instances have bumper crops, Congress very well may need to issue more. Moran said, quote, the need is evident. Other GOP senators indicated they would be in favor of Congress taking steps to augment the administration's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. Growers of U.S. crops, which stand to receive some $11 billion of the $12 billion in assistance unveiled Monday, facing serious economic hardship, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi said, we're hoping that we can come up with something, not sure what it will be yet, but I certainly support it, she told AgriPulse. Montana Senator Steve Daines said the $12 billion assistance package, quote, is a good start. The $12 billion brings the total amount of ad hoc support set aside for farmers since January 2025 to $42 billion, according to the American Farm Bureau. Specialty crop producers already worried the $1 billion allocated for them won't go far enough and that Congress will need to provide supplementary assistance. In the interim, this crisis has gotten much worse, quoted National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles. He said the $1 billion doesn't even get you to what happened in the summertime. It doesn't even get you halfway there. That's why we believe Congress is going to have to get involved to provide additional resources. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota, the chair of the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, said in October standing up further additional assistance for farmers would involve multiple legislative vehicles and steps, and discussions are continuing on Capitol Hill around what to do next. Finally, Fed Reserve officials cut interest rates at their third consecutive meeting, but they signaled a move to the sidelines amid unusual internal divisions of whether inflation or the job market should trigger the bigger worry. The Fed voted 9-3 for the reductions, the first time in 6 years that three officials cast dissents. Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee and Kansas City Fed President Jeff Schmid thought the reduction wasn't warranted. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 9th through 14th in Anaheim, California. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register today at annualconvention.fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.